Conosco o Dr. Vato, médico na Health First Family Care em Fall River, para nos falar da vacinação contra a Covid-19. A diferença entre as duas vacinas, quais os seus efeitos secundários e como fazer depois de sermos vacinados. Hi, welcome to WGFD. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Dr. Vat, we're here to talk about vaccination for the COVID-19. We know, we are aware that the COVID-19 vaccination is being done in different phases. How will I know when it is my turn to get vaccinated?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the state of Massachusetts has come out with a phased plan. We completed or have moved from phase one into phase two just this last week. And so the folks in phase one were our healthcare workers, our frontline workers, police, fire, many of our congregate settings, and the like. And then phase two, we started with those folks that are 75 years of age and older. If you go to the mass.gov/COVID information, it will, there's a description and a graphic that shows when the different groups of individuals are eligible to be vaccinated.
Okay, so let's say that it's my turn now. What do I do? Do I call my doctor? Or do I just take a vaccine? Like, I go to CVS, I take the vaccine, or should I call my doctor?
So the state has provided a variety of ways for people to get vaccinated. There are many of the community health centers across the state, including ours here in Fall River, have vaccine available. And so you can call our clinic and schedule to be vaccinated. You can also make an appointment online at our clinic or at many of the pharmacies, CVS, Walgreens. And then the state has also set up large testing sites. One of the closer ones is at the Bristol Community College here in Fall River. So those are all options available to residents in our community.
Very good. So what's the difference between the different COVID vaccines? We know that there's more than one. And which one does Health First Care have on hand?
Yeah. So currently there are two COVID vaccines that are FDA approved for emergency use authorization. The first one that was approved was the Pfizer vaccine. The Pfizer vaccine, unfortunately, has some very strict storage requirements requiring ultra cold temperatures to store, and therefore has mostly gone to facilities that have those refrigerators available. The other vaccine is the Moderna vaccine, which doesn't require quite as cold temperatures for storage and allows outpatient clinics like Health First to be able to store it and then distribute it. So we have the Moderna vaccine. Mm-hmm. It's recommended that patients who get the first dose of either the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine get their second dose in the same brand.
Okay, that makes sense. So basically the difference between both is the storage.
It really is. So when they did both vaccines work by using a part of RNA that's in the human cell, and that RNA codes for a protein that looks for the coronavirus in your system and essentially helps your immune system recognize the coronavirus if you were to get infected. And so both vaccines work very similarly. Both vaccines have very similar side effects, and both vaccines have fortunately been very effective after getting both doses, both greater than 95% effectiveness, whether you get the Pfizer or the Moderna vaccine.
Mm-hmm. So if I go to Health First Family Care for my first dose, I should go there for my second one.
That's correct. So one of the things that the state has directed all places to include Health First that are distributing the vaccine is that when we give the first vaccine is that we set the person up with a follow-up appointment, mm-hmm. in the case of Moderna, 4 weeks later to get your second vaccine.
What about the side effects, Dr. Vogt? Are they the same, or what side effects could occur after I get vaccinated? Are they different on both doses, or they kind of the same? So shall I expect the same thing?
Yeah, so both have been shown to have very similar side effects. The side effects that are most commonly experienced is pain at the injection site in the arm. Mm-hmm. Some have reported mild body aches or chills, and some have reported even having a fever post-vaccine. The symptoms typically resolve in the first 24 to 48 hours after receiving the vaccine. And what we've seen is that after the second vaccine, because your body has already received the first vaccine, we see a little bit stronger immune response to the second vaccine. And therefore, some of our patients and staff members have had a little stronger side effects with the second vaccine. And so for most people, planning to just be able to be at home or not have a lot of things planned on the schedule for the 24 to 48 hours after receiving the doses typically is enough to get through the mild side effects.
So about the fever, I take the vaccine, go home, started having some fever. Shall I wait like the 24 hours, the 24th of, or 48 hours, like you mentioned, to call my doctor? Or should I be like, oh my God, I have fever, let me call my doctor right away?
Yeah, so in most circumstances, if you're having a fever but no other symptoms, taking some Tylenol or Motrin, over-the-counter medication to help lower the fever, to make you more comfortable, is enough. If the symptoms last beyond that 24 to 48-hour period, we do get concerned, and we saw this when we did the vaccine trials, is that just out of pure chance, you were potentially infected with the coronavirus in the days leading up to your vaccine. Mm-hmm. And so while you got vaccinated, you also got exposed, and therefore you also potentially have coronavirus infection. And so what we do typically after the 48-hour period, if you're still having symptoms, is we would test you to see if you're actually infected with the coronavirus. And so we did see that in rare instances. And again, if the day before your vaccine, you were at the grocery store or at a friend's house who happened to have COVID, those would all be reasons that then the infection is already started in your body, and mm-hmm. then we give you the vaccine.
So this brings me to this question. If I have had COVID in the past, do I still need to get vaccinated?
Yeah, so that is a really good question. And the answer is yes. So the CDC has come out and very strongly recommended that even those who have had the infection in the past, they should still consider to get vaccinated. The timing of when you get vaccinated after you've had the infection is being debated amongst the medical community. The current recommendation is to probably wait even a period of 90 days after the infection to get vaccinated. Mm-hmm. And the rationale behind that is very similar to the second dose, is that if your body already has a heightened immune response because you had the infection, and then I give you the COVID vaccine, the potential is that your body will react in such a way and cause additional side effects. And so what we have recommended to most of our patients is that, yes, we will get you vaccinated, but we may delay giving you that dose until 90 days have passed since your infectious period. And What I would recommend for folks that have had the COVID infection is to call and have a conversation with your doctor, mm-hmm. and really go over the risks and benefits of getting vaccinated, and then the timing of when to get vaccinated, and then absolutely get vaccinated, but have that conversation with your doctor ahead of time.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Vaught, we say and we know that the mask now is part of our life, and we have to wear a mask wherever we go. So after I received the COVID vaccine, do I still need to wear the mask? Why do I still have to wear that mask? Or, oh my God, I'm so happy now I'm vaccinated, I don't need to wear a mask anymore.
This is probably the question that I get asked just about every single day is when can I stop wearing my mask?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is right now we're asking all individuals to continue to wear their mask, to continue to practice social distancing, and to continue to take all the precautions that they've taken up until this point that have helped keep the infection rate low here in the state of Massachusetts and across the greater Fall River New Bedford community.
Mm-hmm.
But let me explain kind of why. So when the FDA approved these vaccines for use, they did so because the vaccines proved that it would prevent severe infection requiring hospitalization. What the studies weren't able to do is prove that you couldn't get the coronavirus infection. And so what happens is even if you've gotten the coronavirus vaccine, there's a potential that you could get infected and then pass that infection without having any symptoms onto someone else who hasn't been vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we're asking folks to do is to get vaccinated, but then to continue all of the public health measures, the wearing the mask, social distancing, until we get enough people vaccinated. And I think what's going to happen over the next couple months is we're going to be able to show that those who have been vaccinated are less likely to spread the virus. And once that occurs, I do think we're going to get to a point where wearing the mask in every setting won't be necessary, but mm-hmm. we're not there yet.
Mm-hmm. So, Dr. Vaught, after COVID-19, will we ever really get back to our normal life? Will this vaccine give us our old lives back before COVID-19?
So it's really interesting. I've actually started reading, and I would encourage all your listeners to get a copy of a book that was written called The Pandemic of 1918. And it walks us through, from a historical perspective, what happened with the Spanish flu in 1918,
mm-hmm.
and how it spread and all the things that we put in place. But one of the things that's fascinating from a medical perspective and some of the community-based hygiene and public health measures that came out of that great tragedy in our world's history is many of the public health measures that now, a century later, we do each and every day as far as washing our hands,
mm-hmm.
and the way that we interact with other individuals who are coughing or have symptoms. And so when we say, well, I want to get back to the normal, I will often ask people what they really mean by that, because while there have been just amazing changes in our both our personal lives and in our professional lives because of the coronavirus and because of the public health restrictions, what I anticipate is that in the years to come and in the decades to come, some of the things that we have learned because of this pandemic will serve us to help better protect us in the future. And so things like, I'll use our own medical practice as an example. The days of going to your doctor's office for your regular checkup and sitting next to the person who's coughing and their nose is running all over the chair, those days are probably gone, where we're going to sit in the same waiting room with those two people. And so doctor's offices are going to have to be very strategic and creative in making sure that those with symptoms aren't co-located with those who are coming in just for their well check. In our own hospital, some of the infection controls, how we clean the door handles, how we clean the computers, how we clean the telephones, really has to be critically thought about moving forward. And so businesses are going to change the way that they clean their buildings. They're going to change the way that, maybe our employees, the old thought that people come to work unless you can barely get out of bed. Those mm-hmm. days are maybe going to change. Maybe now it's acceptable that, hey, I'm not feeling well today. I'm going to stay home and not go to work and give all of my work colleagues my cold. Or I'm not going to go to school today and necessarily infect all of my classmates. And so those types of things, I think we have become much more aware of through this pandemic.
So this will be all about respect for the others.
I absolutely think we will come out on the other side with a much greater respect for the others. Yep.
Very good, Dr. Val. Thank you very much for all these explanations, for clarifying our listeners about the COVID-19 vaccination and what to expect. Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome.
Assim foi a nossa conversa com o Dr. Vault da Health First Family Care and Fall River. A referir, isto é importante, mesmo que já tenha tido a COVID-19, deve ser vacinado, deverá falar com o seu médico para quando deverá ter esta vacina, e também que as duas vacinas, tanto a Pfizer como a Moderna, são praticamente similares. Se tomar a primeira dose de uma, por exemplo, se a primeira dose que tomou foi da Pfizer, pois então a segunda também deverá ser da Pfizer. Outro ponto muito importante é também o uso de máscara, mesmo depois de ter sido vacinado. Isto sim é importante, continuar a usar a máscara, continuar a manter a distância social, continuar a lavar as mãos, mesmo que já tenha tomado a vacina contra a COVID-19.